Congress Over Time, 1 through 3. Detailed description. From the central video wall, turn right/north and proceed a few feet forward. The chronological journey of the Congress Over Time snakes from one display area to the next, from right to left, then in the next row, left to right, and so on. Each section focuses on a time period and artifacts based on that time period. Congress Over Time Display 1, 1789 to 1820s, launching a new government. Display text reads, "The Constitution established three branches of government, each balancing the powers of the others. For the judicial branch, the Constitution gave Congress the responsibility to create a system of courts and define its powers." A photo shows the old Supreme Court chamber with a vaulted ceiling and deeply arched doorways. A deep red carpet accentuates the room's polished wood and white columns. Until 1935, the Capitol was home to both Congress and the Supreme Court. Considered an architectural masterpiece, the court used this chamber for 50 years. Today, the restored historic space is open to the public. What is the Speaker's role? The framers expected the Speaker of the House merely to preside over House debates. Henry Clay of Kentucky, elected Speaker in 1811, transformed what had been an administrative office into one of great political power. A portrait shows Henry Clay, known as the Great Compromiser. Next to Clay's portrait is an illustration of John Randolph of Roanoke. He famously loathed Henry Clay. The two eventually fought a duel on the banks of the Potomac River in 1826. Both survived unharmed. Here there is a flipbook about early congressional leaders and officers. It features information about people such as Frederick Muhlenberg, Gifford Dalley, John Adams, and many more. In a display case, a portrait shows James Madison, dressed formally in three layers, a white shirt with a large bow around his neck, a dark orange waistcoat with a turned-up collar, and a tight-fitting gray jacket with a high collar and large buttons. Near the portrait is a bronze statue of Henry Clay. Clay is tall and lean with close-cut hair. Dressed in a suit and waistcoat, he holds a slightly unfurled piece of parchment. Other items in this case are a census report from 1790, Annals of Congress, and Senate revisions to the House version of the Bill of Rights from 1789. The document has several sentences crossed out and new suggestions written in the margins. Display text reads, "The public and the press could observe proceedings of the House of Representatives from the start." By 1795, complaints from state legislatures promoted the Senate to open its doors. However, senators continued to privately consider some matters too sensitive for the public sessions until the 1920s. A political cartoon from 1789 depicts a fight on the House floor. Roger Griswold swings a large pointed cane above his head as he kicks at Matthew Lyon. Lyon wields large fire tongs above his head and aggressively points at Griswold's face. Surrounding them, other representatives shout and point. Display text reads, "Most supporters of the Constitution believed a Bill of Rights was unnecessary. Opponents feared that without one, a strong central government would abuse its power. The Constitutional Convention voted 0-10 against including a Bill of Rights." In 1789, Representative James Madison of Virginia introduced constitutional amendments to protect individual rights. The 10 amendments approved by the states, known as the Bill of Rights, are a foundation of American democracy. Displayed is a voting record from the Constitutional Convention from 1787 that has cursive script filling each row and column. Next, a glass case holds two chairs and a journal from the Second Congress's first session. During the War of 1812, British troops burned the Capitol, destroying most of its furniture. As part of the Capitol reconstruction, New York cabinet maker Thomas Constantine designed replacement chairs in 1819. Congress Over Time Display 2, 1820 to 1860, Westward Expansion, Slavery, and the Limits of Compromise. Introductory text reads, "Congress continued to promote westward expansion and acquire new territory through war and diplomacy. Opponents of slavery in Congress pressured fellow members not to expand slavery into new territories and states." Ultimately, Congress could not resolve this conflict through legislative action, and the United States plunged into civil war. Inside a display case is a House chamber two-person desk. The desk is intricately carved with side-by-side writing surfaces covered with green felt and locking drawers. They were designed by architect of the Capitol, Thomas U. Walter, when the House opened a new and larger chamber in 1857. Originally two separate desks, these desks were later joined to save space as Congress continued to grow. Confronting regional rivalries. Display text reads, Congress had a duty to settle the heated sectional divisions that arose from expansion into the West. Territories acquired after the Mexican-American War, 1846 through 1848, revived explosive debates over the expansion of slavery. A painting titled Shadow of the Owl depicts a long, thin line of Native Americans draped in bright-colored cloths, trekking across a snow-covered landscape. Above them soars a tremendous owl, with its wingspan stretching far across the landscape. This modern painting by Cherokee artist John Guthrie portrays the Trail of Tears that resulted from the 1830 Indian Removal Act. The act forced the relocation of more than 100,000 Native Americans to land west of the Mississippi. Thousands died before reaching their destination. A black-and-white portrait from 1853 shows José Manuel Gallego, the first Mexican-American delegate in Congress, representing the recently acquired New Mexico Territory. Gallego wears a dark suit and long Western bow tie. Reynolds' political map of the United States illustrates free and slave state divisions. Pro-slavery and anti-slavery factions turned violent, sparking Bleeding Kansas. An illustration shows people gazing at the burned building titled Ruins of the Free State Hotel. On one corner of the railing is a touchable reproduction of a peace medal with a Braille description. Display text reads, The U.S. government presented silver medals to Native American leaders as symbols of friendship. In the center are two clasped hands. One wrist wears a military cuff with braiding and buttons, representing the government. Above the hands are symbols of peace and war, a ceremonial pipe tomahawk and a traditional pipe. Some recipients made a hole at the top so the medal could be worn. Creating modern political parties. The Constitution's framers opposed factions and parties, but in operation, Congress divided into competing coalitions. A black-and-white cartoon depicts Senator Henry Clay climbing onto President Andrew Jackson while he's seated on a chair and sewing Jackson's mouth shut using a needle and long thread. Jackson was opposed to the Second Bank of the United States in 1830 and vetoed Congress's early renewal of the bank's charter. To the right is a $1,000 banknote of the United States. Prior to 1862, the United States had no national paper currency. Many banks issued paper notes that could be redeemed for gold or silver. The Constitution guarantees Americans the right to petition the government. No topic sparked more petitions or passions than slavery. A black-and-white illustration shows the Lincoln and Douglas meeting at Galesburg, Illinois. A large crowd is gathered. Some climb tree branches and others sit in wagons for a better view. Most of the men wear hats and the women wear long dresses. Above the debate stage, a banner reads, Knox College for Lincoln. Display text reads, In 1858, Abraham Lincoln sought to unseat Senator Stephen Douglas of Illinois. The two expressed their views on slavery and the nation's future in a series of seven public debates. Douglas won the election, but the debates established Lincoln as a national figure. A case contains items, including a Bible used to administer oath of office to senators, John Quincy Adams' ivory cane, a Cherokee petition in protest of the new Echota Treaty, and a map of lands assigned to Native Americans from the Indian Removal Act. In 1836, the House instituted a gag rule and refused to consider anti-slavery petitions. An 1838 petition from the women of Brookline, Massachusetts, includes signatures of those praying that the gag rule be rescinded. The final item is a Senate chamber desk. The desk is dark wood with intricately carved legs. The top of the desk is angled slightly and includes a drawer and small bookshelf below. The 100 desks used daily on the floor of the Senate chamber are among the most iconic and recognizable symbols of the Senate. The earliest 48 desks date back to 1819. Congress over time display 3, 1860s to 1900s, rebuilding the nation. Display text reads, from 1865 to 1877, a period known as Reconstruction, members of Congress worked to extend political and civil rights to millions of formerly enslaved African Americans, reform the southern states, and expand the economy. For the first time, African American lawmakers won election to Congress. When Reconstruction ended, most members of Congress abandoned the push for civil rights. Legislators struggled to balance the interests of manufacturers and farmers with high tariffs and railroad subsidies. The first display case contains a mahogany cylinder fall desk that is one of 9 desks crafted for the Supreme Court in 1831 for $40 each. The elegant roll-top desk has a wide writing surface and sliding drawers with knobs and locks. Display text reads, during the Civil War, almost every Southern member of Congress left to support the Confederacy. Their absence broke the regional deadlock that had crippled Congress in the late 1850s. Congress funded the war effort by approving the nation's first income tax and passed major education and transportation legislation. It examined issues ranging from government spending to the treatment of prisoners of war. The panel includes a Senate seating chart and a photo of the vote tally on the resolution for the expulsion of certain senators from July 11, 1861. The resolution expelled 10 Southern senators who failed to attend an emergency session. Next, a flip book contains biographies and photos about Congress's early African American members. Display text reads, "The Civil War ended slavery, but the oppression of African Americans continued. President Andrew Johnson routinely blocked congressional efforts to help formerly enslaved people. This ongoing dispute led the House to impeach Johnson in 1868. In 1870, Senator Charles Sumner of Massachusetts introduced a bold civil rights bill to end racial discrimination in public places. A weakened bill passed in 1875. The Supreme Court overturned it in 1883, allowing for another 8 decades of racial discrimination and segregation. A large glass case includes a reporter's stool, a gas lighting torch, a Pacific Railroad survey print, a railroad lantern, and a telegraph key. Display text reads, at the turn of the 20th century, congressional leaders consolidated their power. This arrangement fueled the development of a more formal leadership organization. Thomas Brackett Reed of Maine used bold parliamentary decisions to expand his authority, imposing rules that strengthened the majority party's power. Displayed is a cartoon from 1890 that depicts Czar Reed as a short, obese king with a crown tilted on his head, a fur-lined coat, and a large hammer in his hand. There is also a black and white photo of the Senate Four relaxing on a wide, covered porch. These senators exercised extraordinary power over the legislative agenda. These close friends met regularly to share information and plan strategy. Display text reads, pushing America westward and beyond. Congress guided the nation's transformation from 13 colonies into an economic powerhouse. Congressionally supported railroads spurred further settlement and commercial growth. Railroad companies recruited Chinese immigrants to build the railroads that knit together the growing nation. After that work was done, Congress responded to the influx of workers with the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act, which banned Chinese laborers from immigrating to the country. A photo shows a Chinese butcher and grocery in San Francisco. Several men pose behind neatly displayed shelves of vegetables with dried meats hanging above. Display text reads, the Dawes Act of 1887, designed to weaken Native American tribes and encourage white settlement, created a way for individual Native Americans to own and then sell tribal lands. The Sioux were divided over the breakup of their land, and these chiefs traveled to Washington, D.C. to discuss the terms. A photo shows about 24 Sioux chiefs dressed in dark suits, several with long hair draped over their shoulders. The final case contains a large glass clock face from the Senate chambers. Ringed with Roman numerals, the clock face has a blue field of golden stars centered with an intricate rosette. A small marble sculpture shows Senator Charles Sumner seated at a writing desk. Finally, a book is open to the ironclad test oath senators took during the Civil War, swearing loyalty to the nation and affirming they had never engaged in disloyal conduct. Today, members take a simpler oath. This concludes Congress Over Time, Exhibits 1 through 3.